I think you missed this, Biggie. B.B. Shea, on the way out the door, lays out a great trivia question. So he says, there was a time in history where when a movie was playing, it would just play on an endless loop. You just got to the theater, you watched it, when it would just play.
And it ended, the projectionist restarted the film.
Yep.
Oh,
so
okay.
There were no showtime, just went, you know.
Ooh.
And if you were halfway through the movie, you caught half of it. Chris Dim's mother used to take him halfway through the movie.
They pioneered that.
Yep.
I thought we did, but, you know, when the Dems would go to the movie, when mom would take my brothers and myself to the movie, it didn't matter. We would just go to the film, buy tickets, sit down, and wherever we were in the movie, we'd have to remember. And then when we got back around, we'd sit when the lights come up, do the credits. And they'd do the overture. The organ would play at the Bird Theater.
Yep.
The lights would go down. They'd do the coming attractions. They'd start the movie over, and we'd stay until the point we arrived.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Would you then, in the middle of the movie, when you got to the point, would she say, all right, boys, let's go?
Yeah.
And no one ever questioned this.
I bet that's how she grew up, because the movie.
That's exactly right.
You know, there was a time when the movie.
The pictures were just the pictures.
Yeah. So you go and you just watch them.
There was no showtime, per se.
And if you show up and you're 30 minutes into it, well, what are you going to do? You're going to wait another hour and a half? No, you just sit there and watch it.
So B.B. Shea dropped a bomb of a trivia question.
He says that's the way movies used to be.
Until
one director and one movie said, you can't do it that way. You have to have showtimes. And so who was the director and what was the movie? So I sit there and rack my brain.
You did. You were cogitating.
I was like, I'm going to get this because I will never let B.B. Shea best me.
Never. I'm a film buff.
That's right.
I've been in shorts.
That's right. He tries to get
it. I have a guess, and I have a reason for this guess.
I told him John Ford. He said, no, not even close.
What would have been your movie guess?
I don't know him, but John Ford, but I just said John Ford.
I mean, he's primarily known for Westerns.
That's right. I don't know.
A genre you don't know.
I don't know John Ford. I do not know. What's your guess, Biggie?
I'm going to say, because of spoilers in the movie, I'm going to say it was Psycho by Alfred Hitchcock.
I cannot tell you how angry I am right now, because you didn't hear this, but Chris Dim said, I'm sure it was Alfred Hitchcock, likely Psycho. And B.B. Shea said yes and yes.
Oh, God. So it's right?
Yes.
4 out of 6 correct answers.
That's correct. It should have been John Ford.
Or she wore a yellow ribbon.
You don't want to get there after the yellow ribbon's on. What are you going to do?
Why is she wearing the ribbon?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm lost.
Thank you.
Well, with Psycho, I mean, there's two very pivotal scenes.
Exactly.
That's what made me think of that.
The fact that you and Chris Dim, especially you, got that, that'll hang with me.
Oh, I know. Anytime I know something, period, you get angry about it.
That'll stick with me. You really didn't know it. You guessed it. But still, that will absolutely stick with me.
I can't remember. I was too young for it. But I do remember vividly when they would do midnight movies at the drive-ins and the all-night cinemas. No one will be seated during the last whatever minutes of this movie or after the first 15 minutes of this movie.
Psycho was, I think, the first movie.
Maybe they were.
Yeah.
No one will be, and, you know, pregnant women are not.
Yeah, not admitted.
Yeah. Not admitted because it's so scary.
Part of it was hype, but part of it was.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to give away the secrets of that.
That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, was that, that's probably to me when I think of the first big movie that had a what moment.
I can't believe you got that right. That makes me so mad. I cannot even believe you got that right.
But it would ruin if Chris Dem's mom took them in. Yep. You know, 3/4 of the movie through, it'd be like, well, this is weird. This dude's super weird. I mean, that's what I thought. You should really blame, God rest her soul, Chris Dem's mother, because
she's a wonderful woman.
I thought of her taking the boys in, and you're like, man, this dude is dressed. This is a weird movie.
What's really happening in that upstairs?
What's going on there?
Yeah.
Wow. Who's the broad in the basement?
Yeah.
That is a real. Yeah, you better get there early for that.
Why is that car in the swamp?
What's the car doing in the swamp? Why? I'll tell you what, that will stick with me. I should have gotten that.
Because the trivia is so good and the answer eluded you, will you be able to repeat it to other people in the film buff world?
Ooh,
I'll have to. Yes.
I hate to say this. You don't want to, because I think you're going to get irate how many people go,
Psycho.
Oh, it's got to be Psycho, right?
Well, because think about it. It's the first movie. You came in the middle. It'd be like, that's weird.
Yes, I will try it. And I bet everybody says, well, clearly it's Psycho.
What do you think it's going to be, Showboat?
Hitchcock. I thought John Ford. That was my thing. Yeah. John Ford, you know, he's going to do that. And then on top of that, I go check my email, and Rusty, fact checker, goes, don't forget Rodney's stats today. You've put it off long enough. He's right. He's right. Here we are. Do we have time? Do we have time?
No.
I'll do it on Thursday. Because of you, Biggie. Look what you've done.
You can blame it on me. But.
Oh, look, showing off.
Look what you've done. Oh, showing off. Probably Hitchcock and Psycho. God, I blame you and I blame BB Shea.